Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. On today's show, we'll revisit a story about iPad technology at Benton Elementary School and hear about a study that links childhood obesity to poor math skills in school. Benton Elementary School received 50 iPads at the beginning of the school year. This technology has been used in classes as varied as art, music, and PE. KBIA's Lee Jian Chung visited Benton to find out how these tablet computers are being introduced. He filed this report back in March of this year.
In a wooden trailer behind the Thomas Benton Elementary School, teacher Denise Lasley guides 10-year-old Ashley Casquio on how to put a sentence together using an iPad.
Keep trying.
Try again.
A colorful picture of a couple riding their horses appear on the screen. Ashley needs to construct a sentence describing the picture using a menu with different word options. She slides her finger across the screen to choose the correct pronoun and pushes the big green button at the bottom of the screen. It's easy. Even the kid can do it. Not sentence structure, but using a tablet computer. Ashley is using one of 50 iPads that Benton Elementary bought at the beginning of the school year. These tablets were introduced into classrooms after its curriculum was revised to focus more on science, engineering, mathematics, and of course, technology, which are referred to as STEM fields.
Well, ask him, okay. She wants to know if she can say what she uses an iPad for at Benton.
Yeah, sure, okay. Go ahead.
We use iPads for kids so they can learn.
Right. Very good. Very good.
And it's engaging. Maybe too engaging, as Lasley has to keep the iPad out of Ashley's reach. She wants to start the next game. Benton is not the only school using tablet computers. Blue Ridge, Russell, and Ridgeway Elementary have also begun using them in their classrooms as well. Lasley says with more tablet computers being introduced into the home and the workplace, teachers and students are excited about the possibilities.
It motivates the kids. Because they get that instant reinforcement to see, yeah, I got that right, or no, I didn't, or I need to work on this.
And at Benton Elementary, their iPads are already being used in a variety of settings.
Every day they have a different special. It's either music.
I had art today.
Thank you. Music, art, PE, counseling, or media center.
And check out library.
Yeah.
The real test for tablet computers in Benton Elementary will be whether it can improve scores in math and communication arts. For the past 3 years, Benton Elementary has not met the communication requirements under No Child Left Behind. They met the math requirement for 2011 before revising their curriculum, but the bar is being set higher every year. And there is another challenge to introducing any new technology in schools.
You want to have iPad stationed in every classroom. Mm-hmm. What are challenges to that?
Money. Money's the biggest challenge.
Troy Hogg is the principal of Benton Elementary.
But I'm also very excited because there are a large number of grants that are available, especially for promoting STEM education.
By revising their curriculum, Benton Elementary School will be able to receive a wider variety of grants. But according to Leslie Trogdon, director of school improvement for Columbia, there are a limited number of grants designed to introduce tablet computers to schools. Blue Ridge, Russell, and Ridgeway Elementary bought their iPads using either building or parent-teacher association funds. Principal Hogg says the use of tablets could also inspire students to pursue future careers in technology.
One thing about Benton is that we do have a large number of students who live in poverty, which means they don't necessarily have all of the technology at home. And so for us to put an iPad in the hand of a kid who may not have that experience otherwise, really, you know, it evens the playing field a little bit. When they get to middle school, when they get to high school, and they're using some more of that technology, they're going to have that experience already.
He says it is difficult to know how effective tablet technology is in Benton Elementary's classrooms. One measure of success would be the Missouri Assessment Program, which tests for math and communications in April. A study is also being conducted by the Missouri College of Education to determine the effectiveness of iPads in the first grade.
Okay, very good. Now, Ashley.
Another afternoon ends at Benton Elementary, and students like Ashley Caschio can't stop talking about iPads. She'll get another crack at it soon, though, when she gets to class tomorrow. Li Jianchong, KBIA News.
Sarah Gable is an MU Associate Professor of Nutrition and Exercise Physiology. She and two colleagues recently published a study that links childhood obesity to poor math skills in school. Gable found that this poor math performance was connected partly to feelings of sadness and loneliness and by deficits in social skills. She sat down with KBIA's John Ingram to discuss aspects of the study, starting with why she decided to focus on math.
We decided to go with math because math performance is an outcome that has been investigated in terms of its relationship with other characteristics, the experience of being objectified or stigmatized. And so that's why we selected math.
Can you talk to me a little bit about how you selected the data from which to use in this study?
In 1998, 1999, about 22,000 children and their families were recruited to participate in this research. The children were followed from kindergarten entry through eighth grade. We selected the kindergarten through fifth grade period to study. We controlled for a number of factors that are known to be associated with weight status and with academic outcomes. So we accounted for, in advance of all the other analyses that we did, factors like child race, household income, mother education, household structure, parent expectations for children's educational attainment, parental depression. We controlled for a whole basket of variables that you would expect to be related with our outcomes.
What is your advice for the educational field, the parental field, and children themselves who might be listening to this? What's your advice for them to kind of avoid having to deal with these issues?
We know from work done by the Kaiser Family Foundation that children are spending increasing amounts of time with screen media devices. And that's sedentary activity. That is sedentary activity. And it's a very engaging form of sedentary activity. And we want to make sure that children are learning to enjoy being active and to enjoy the ingredients that go along with kind of developing healthy habits early in life that maybe they can sustain in adulthood.
And that's it for this week's Under the Microscope. Thanks for listening. Just a reminder that you can listen to this episode and others by visiting our website, kbia.org.